Back together again, you and I, on a Thursday, May 19th, 2022 edition of Connecticut Today. I wondered at the outset of the program when we'll wake up and stop the latest warped, nonsensical thinking flowing through society right now concerning gender politics. Give a listen to a soundbite I had from D.C. We're all going nuts. Political pundit and Connecticut native Steve Turley returned to the program to talk about this past Tuesday's elections in the primary realm and the current abortion debate as well. You know, I want to start with this because, again, I love to point out the, the sheer lunacy. And I have fun doing this. You know, I honestly wake up every day knowing I have to come in here and do this for 4 hours and have an absolute blast to get paid for it, too, which is pretty cool. But I get up in the morning, you know, I wake up different times during the night, check my messages, whatever. I'm weird that way. And I'm up till late watching news and sports the night before. And I get up in the morning and I say, where are the nutcases today? I mean, where are the people in society that I've got to talk about? Because a lot of you folks are busy. You're in school, you're working, you're home, taking care of loved ones, whatever. So a lot of the stuff that I think you should know about falls through the cracks. Well, fear not. I'm here to at least make you, well, for example, what I'm going to give you right now might make some of you laugh. It might make some of you cry, sobbing that we've lost our collective minds, or a combination of both, right? You may want to put, rev up your copy of Judy Collins' classic, Send in the Clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Apparently, this professor in Texas, her name is Amy Arambide, I believe, A-R-R-A-M-B-I-D-E-E. She is the executive director. She's a college professor, I think, at UTEP. She is the Texas chapter of NARAL, director of the National Abortion Rights Access League. They don't like to use the word abortion. They use NARAL, pro-choice, whatever. Six of one, half dozen of the other. You know where they're coming from. So she appeared at a congressional hearing. I guess this was earlier this week, about a day ago. And again, as we debate, as we've started off this show with numerous times in the past week, because there's a new aspect of it, and we'll talk about what Bob Stefanowski said about this coming up. The subject of abortion is, you know, on the minds of everybody again. And she was asked by a member of Congress the other day, I guess earlier this week, Congressman Dan Bishop had asked this college professor, this woman who was very big in the pro-choice movement, again, Amy Arambide, I believe, A-R-R-A-M-A-M-B-I-D-E. So I'm guessing it could be Arambide. So with all due respect to her, I'm going to say Arambide, A-R-R-A-M as in Mike, B-I-D-E. And he asks her, now, is this a setup question? Well, it sure is, because sometimes the best thing to do is to put a big steaming hunk of chum out there. I mean, you want to catch fish? Put the biggest hunk of whatever you're using for bait right on the hook and wait a few seconds, and sure enough, you'll catch the fish. So here is Representative Dan Bishop. And I guess my overriding question for the first segment today is, when exactly did we lose our minds in this country? I don't know. Maybe we need a holiday like National Loss of Mind Day, National Loss of All Modicum of Common Sense Day, you know, National You've Got to Be Kidding Day, National WTF Day. I mean, honestly, you're going to hear this, and this isn't doctored. You're going to hear a simple question and a very bizarre answer. And again, I submit to you that these things, once they get out there, and now this is all over social media, once these things get out there, a lot of people vote on this stuff. And that's what a lot of politicos don't understand. It's not 1970 anymore, or 1975, or 1980, or 1985, okay? This stuff gets out there, and it's picked up on a lot of these political sides, and it's laughed at. Witness this. Listen up. Tune in. Turn up the volume. Come a little closer. Listen up. Again, the person answering the question is Professor Amy Arambide, the questioner, Republican Congressman Dan Bishop. And here we go.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. I'll let it play again. It was going to replay. It's going to cycle here. It's going to be on a loop. Because sometimes you have to listen to this idiocy. How can you sit there in front of a congressional committee and say, yes, men can become pregnant and have abortions? What in the hell are you talking about? And I kind of know what the answer is to that, but do you understand how this plays to middle America? And if, in fact, there's this red wave that everybody says is coming in November, you only have to point to this garbage. You've only got to point to this lunacy. Look, you want to debate policy. You want to debate. You want to debate abortion. You want to debate taxes, immigration. Fine, have at it. That's what America's all about. But why? You know, the left always says, "Well, the right denies science." Really? What are you doing? Do you not understand the basic physiology between men and women? Help me out here.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Here it comes.
Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
That person's a college professor, I should mention. That person is a college professor in Texas. People ostensibly pay money to send their loved ones, their students, sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, to a school where she works, I would assume. Where did we, I guess I'm going to make this an open-ended question to start here. 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. When, where, how, in God's name, did we lose our sense of reality here? Reality. We're now debating what a man and a woman is. Well, we're debating what in the hell a man and a woman are. What is wrong with us? How is this? Oh, that's just a right-wing talking point. No, it's not. You just heard this. You just heard this. I'm telling you, this whole abortion thing is bringing out the nutcases. It is. It is. It's bringing out the nutcases. It is. When did we start to lose our collective minds on this stuff? Do you have any idea? Because I don't. Is there a day you can point to, a story you can point to? Are they still that crazed about Trump that they can't see straight? Seriously. 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. Oh, my God in heaven. When did we devolve to this?
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Sure. Hey, I got one scheduled for next week. Joining us right now is a gentleman we've had on a few times earlier, theology expert, teaching professor, and a native of Connecticut, born in New Haven, Connecticut, so we share a hometown. He will lay his political punditry on us again, as only a native nutmegger can. Steve Turley is back with us. Steve, how are you?
I'm great, Paul. I'm not flattered to hear about those rising gas prices up there.
Oh, my God, Steve. Steve, I'm thinking that it's going to be like COVID. I think you're going to see employers, if this gets to $6, $7, $8 a gallon, Steve, I think you're going to have some employers tell people who drive, stay home, work from home.
Yeah, it's going to be insane, and there's no end to it. And the irony is Russia's never been more comfortable in many respects with their own domestic gas and oil policies. So, yeah, these sanctions are really boomeranging big time, hurting just the average person. It's really a tragedy.
Well, of course, Steve, because if you don't have Europe and some of the bigger countries like India and whatever really in lockstep with us, that's the kind of the double-edged sword that a lot of economists warned us about this.
They did.
Steve, let's talk about the current political field here. What was your reaction from the primaries this past Tuesday night? And by the way, is the Dr. Oz thing over yet, or what? Is that an overtime now? What's going on here?
No, we're still they're still finding votes. Ironically, it's pretty pretty crazy stuff. But there's no question that the Republican Party is changing as we speak, slowly but surely, of course. And it is really changing into a working class party. It's really quite fascinating. So, because historically the Democrats were always the FDR New Deal working class party. In Britain, the left is referred to as Labour. Over and against the employer, which tended to be Tory. And we're seeing this amazing shift that's happening. The wokeism of the Democratic left over the last, say, 5 years, 6 years, has really horrified, mid-American working class. And it's not just here in the States. It's also in Europe as well. And they have been much more inclined to defect from the traditional left parties and go to the right, the political right that has pivoted a bit to the left on economics to make them feel the working class feel a little more protected and a little more comfortable on economic policies. But they've remained steadfast, if not even they've become more they've doubled down on much more conservative cultural issues. And so what we're seeing is we're seeing a shift away from sort of the neocon, Bushite, Romneyite, Rockefeller Republican to more the Doug Mastriano, J.D. Vance Republican, the Josh Hawley Republican that is America First. They're referring themselves as Ultra MAGA.
Love that.
Right,
Ultra.
And they apparently Biden had actually field tested that term.
Yeah.
And they thought it would work in his favor. It's only backfired. So it does look like we're starting to see the result of this, what is it, November 8th, I think, this year,
mm-hmm.
We're going to see probably the single most populist-based working-class Republican Party taking the majority that we've seen since the 1920s.
Steve Turley, hang on. Dr. Steve Turley is the guest, a Connecticut native, New Haven native, talking politics with him. Check out his podcast. They're all over the place. You just put in Turley Talks, and you'll find them at iTunes and a bunch of other platforms. More with New Haven native Dr. Steve Turley. First, traffic and weather together right here on WICC. All right, our guest for a few more minutes is Dr. Stephen Turley. You can check out his stuff all over the place online. Check out Turley Talks. Put that in, and you'll find some pretty interesting stuff. A theology professor, classical guitarist, and political pundit as well. Steve, when we look at the round one of the abortion thing, it's going to be followed, I think, by round two when the High Court does release that decision and then runs out of town. Man, those limousines, you think those limousines, Steve, will be running or what? Man, it's going to be like the Batmobile when they... You know, Steve, I wonder if... This is kind of maybe boomeranged a little back on the left, because now, Steve, you're seeing in the realm of this all these fresh new opinion polls coming out from a host of people saying that, okay, Americans still want the procedure in general to be legal, but they want limits, Steve.
Yeah.
And every time you mention a limit to any National Democrat, their head explodes. And I wonder if they realize they're overreaching on this.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you got it. No, I don't think so, because I think they live in their own echo chamber, Paul. But no, you got it. This is boomeranging on them. It's not the 1990s anymore. And every survey we've had over the last 10 years shows that people who self-identify as pro-choice are, generally speaking, perfectly fine with limitations of abortion after the first trimester, second and above. So what we're finding is the vast majority of pro-choice, for example, are steadfastly against partial birth abortion and things like that. So no, what we tend to get from the CNNs and the MSNBCs is that your average American, 60%, 67% who want to keep Roe v. Wade, are as radical on abortion as they are. And the answer to that is that they're living in a la-la land. It's really, when all is said and done, people who have that extreme abortion views that we see so often represented in the media, they're less than 10% of the population. And it is backlash. I mean, over the last 30 years, abortion has been cut in half. The amount of abortions have been cut in half. 75% of surgical abortion clinics have been wiped out. There were over 2,000 in 1991. Today, there's barely 500. 90% of our counties are totally abortion-free. People aren't going to have it, and the procedure isn't going to be there and legal and so on. In the states, particularly like Connecticut and blue states and California and the like, they will still be there for people who want it, but they're is a definite pro-life sentiment that has been sweeping across the West, largely because of, and in Europe at least, because of faltering demographics. You get people like Viktor Orban of Hungary saying, look, either we implement pro-life policies or Hungarians aren't going to exist in 100 years.
That's a problem, Japan, huh?
Right. Japan's going through the same thing and the like. And so they're saying, maybe it's probably a good idea that we encourage people to have kids and healthy families and the like while still maintaining some level of medical procedures and so on. I mean, so it's always been a complex debate. It's always very complicated. But when all is said and done, Americans are generally, they defer to the pro-life position. And even those who are pro-choice are, ironically, overwhelmingly pro-life as well. So, I think the age of Roe v. Wade is over. And this is just going to be an issue that has to go back to the states. That's the irony. Once you overturn Roe v. Wade, you haven't gotten rid of abortion. You just brought it back to the voter and brought it back to the level of the states. And obviously very conservative, very evangelical states will be pro-life, and more secular states will be offering the procedure.
And Steve, totally, one of the things that I found that I had no idea, literally none, before this started, is that years ago in 1973, when Roe v. Wade was decided by the court, among the people who said this will eventually backfire and has been wrongly analyzed here and decided was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She said, listen, it's not that she was against abortion rights, but she, Steve, said what I've heard over the years generally, even some progressive judges and lawyers I've interviewed have said, okay, I get the general idea, but Roe v. Wade is eventually going to get turned over because it was bad law.
It's terrible law. Most U.S. Supreme Court decisions are multi-page. We saw it with the Alito draft. They're hitting around the 100-page mark decision. Roe v. Wade is a short, quick decision with very little legal precedent and legal and juridical reasoning. It's bad law. And many, many scholars, including those who are thoroughly pro-life in their personal, pro-choice in their personal sentiments, believe it's bad law. And it, there's no reason for it to stick in the books. Look, back in the 70s and 80s and in early 90s, that was the time when, you know, the family was going through a rough time. Let's just put it that way. Planned Parenthood like sentiments were really high, really popular. That's waned of the last three decades. People are returning much more back to nation, culture, custom, tradition. And as such, they're beginning to value the family. Gallup has an interesting tracking that asks, what's your ideal for children? Mm-hmm. Their last time, they've been doing that since like World War II. The last time they asked that question, the people who said four or more was the highest they had on record.
Wow.
People are going back to family. It's really quite neat.
Four of them. Wait a minute. Who makes what as a salary in that family? Four?
I got four myself.
Oh,
I
God
say,
bless but... you. I'm paying off one here. Oh, my God. Yikes, Steve.
Yeah. So their trends are just moving in a different direction here. It's very organic. No one's forcing it. And right now, I think the wokest of the left are just kicking against the goads, like they're doing in virtually all situations. When all is said and done, the abortion issue ironically splits the left and it unites the right. And there you go. There's your recipe.
Now, Steve, forgive me. Where are you located again?
I'm 20 minutes away from Biden's basement. I'm in Delaware now.
Okay, so listen. Be honest with us. You grew up in New Haven, Connecticut pizza. We all know that. How's the pizza in Delaware?
Oh, Kerrigan, you think it can even compare to New Haven? Come on. No, it's basically frozen here. Let's put it that way.
Dr. Steve Turley, good to hear from you. New Haven native, as you may have gathered. Check out his stuff on Audible, Yahoo, all over the place, online, YouTube. Just Google Dr. Stephen Turley. Steve, thank you. Be good, and we'll chat as we get closer to the election. Thank you.
Absolutely, Paul. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, pizza in Delaware after you grew up in New Haven? Yikes. I'm kidding. I'm sure there's fine pizza in Delaware.